Exclusive, Amy Kramer, Really Encouraging to See People Coming Together in This Election to Defeat Harris. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 24, 2024. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Amy Kramer, a Republican National Committee woman from Georgia, spoke about how it was really encouraging to see people coming together in this election to defeat Vice President Kamala Harris and the Democrats. Kramer spoke about how former President Donald Trump and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., had recently set their differences aside, and how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had recently dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Trump. Kramer added that people were getting on the same page and coming together because they were realizing we are on the precipice of losing the United States. I think when President Trump was here in Atlanta several weeks ago, I guess 3 weeks ago now, and he talked about the governor on stage and the election fraud, and whatnot. I think that brought everything front and center, and it kind of put the governor in a box. And so, there was a lot of backlash to that, and it was a little upsetting honestly, because, you know, people were angry. The establishment folks here in Georgia were angry at Trump for doing that. But, President Trump did it because we still have a problem here. I mean, we're still voting on the same machines we voted on in 2020. The grassroots is not happy, to be quite honest, because we've needed more changes and it hasn't been done. Nevertheless, they both have come to the table and said, you know, this is bigger than either one of us individually. You know, it's about fate of the country, and so they've put their differences aside. And, I do think that President Trump will win Georgia, Kramer explained. Kramer added that the state of Georgia still needed to deal with the issue of election integrity, and noted that Kemp needed to pick the phone up and direct Georgia Attorney General Christopher Carr to investigate the 41 counts of fraud and misconduct that the state's election board sent to him. Host Matthew Boyle pointed out that if both Kemp and Trump turn on their political operations and turn out all the right voters in Georgia, then the state becomes an afterthought, adding that the election would come down to North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. Boyle added that Trump was looking very good in North Carolina. We have the momentum. I do think that we will win Georgia. And, it's very important we do, because he can't win without Georgia. And, so I'm happy to see everybody getting on the same page, Kramer said. What happened yesterday, too, with Kennedy getting out and endorsing Trump. I've never seen people come together so much, and it's encouraging. It's really encouraging, because, at the end of the day, you can talk about parties all you want, whatnot. But, at the end of the day, we have a country that survived 250 years. This great amazing country that is a republic and a capitalist society. And people have thrived, and we're like at the precipice of losing that, and I think people are realizing it. There's way more at stake here, and so that's why people are coming together and I'm glad to see the leadership of Brian Kemp and President Trump getting on the same side of the wall. And saying, let's move this ball down the field and get over the goal line, Kramer added. When asked about the steps that need to happen between now and the election to ensure that there is a quick call for Georgia to go to Trump, Kramer explained that people not only needed to vote, whether it was absentee, early voting or on election day, but that voters need to engage between now and election day. I would say that, first of all, the RNC and the Georgia GOP are doing amazing things with Protect the Vote and poll watching, and getting people registered to vote. Actually, they've been absolutely amazing. But, we need poll workers. So, anybody listening to this, we need people to be on the inside working at the polls. So, if you are in a Georgia county and can sign up to do poll working, I would encourage you to do that. And, then, of course, poll watching we need. We need everyone to mobilize between now and election day. We can't wait until a week before election day. Figure out whatever you can do to contribute, and that's what you need to do, Kramer added. I don't care how you vote. It's like President Trump said, vote absentee, vote early, vote on election day. Figure out your plan and do what you plan to do and make sure you vote. But, we need you other than just casting your vote. We need you to engage between now and election day, because it's going to take all of us. I'm telling you right now, Brian Kemp can't save us and Trump can't save us on their own. It's going to take us, we have to save ourselves, Kramer explained.